Hello, thank you for calling customer support. This is Rice speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, this is customer support for what exactly?
So, sir, we represent 100 online vendors, so I won't know until I get a little information from you exactly if you have an account with us, okay?
Well, I got a bill on my credit card from this,
Okay.
and I want to know what it's for.
I'm not sure right now. But if you wait one second, let me get our
Well,
software loaded up.
it's All Max Performance. What is that?
I'm not sure, sir. Hold on one second. Let me get the software pulled up so I can put your information in, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay, so can you first by giving me a little information, can you give me your first and last name?
My name is Lois Newby.
May you spell your first and last name for me?
LOISNEWBY.
Okay. Hold on one second. And for safety reasons, can you confirm your street address as well as your city and state?
Yes, it's 9211 Skipaway Drive, Waxhaw, North Carolina.
Okay. What's your zip code there, sir?
28173.
Great. So give me one second. Our software is loading up pretty slow. I apologize for that inconvenience, but it does look like whatever you purchased, that company has an account with us, okay?
I just want to know what it was.
I'm gonna wait for it to load up and then I'll be able to tell you. Okay.
Okay.
Great. It's loaded. So let's see what it is. It says on the 11/14th, you used your MasterCard in an 8682 for a
What's
self-flight drone.
for 8682?
Yes, sir.
For
For a
a
drone.
drone?
Yes, sir. For $8.25. Okay, let me click that, okay? Ah, gotcha. All right, so now I see what happened. All right, so that Seth Light drone, that was a part of a campaign. So what it is that you entered in for a chance to win that drone. And within that drone, did you read the terms and conditions on there? When you checked
Oh,
that
so
box, approved terms and conditions?
I did.
You did? So then you were aware that it came with a monthly subscription. That's what that 6732 is.
No monthly prescription came with anything. What is
Yeah.
it in that is what is the name of the company again?
See, only thing I can see is what the name of this product is, and I'm gonna try to find the details on it so I could tell you exactly where it was located. Do you remember where you filled this survey out at to enter
It
into
was
it?
CVS.
You did it at CVS? Okay.
Yep.
7/32. Sixty-seven thirty-two. This is a tactical bag. Yep, so it looked like on the terms and conditions, it does outline that if you don't cancel within those 7 days, then you will get automatically enrolled into that subscription every month and be charged full price up until then for a
Okay,
chance to win
subscription.
now.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, let me get this straight. So it's a subscription that you pay, which is what, 6732 what, a month?
Every month, until you cancel.
And you're subscribing to win something, but you don't get nothing every month. This is like you're putting it in to win. It's like buying a lottery ticket every month, right? And you may or may not win.
Well, if that's how you want to see it,
I'm asking you.
I mean, I've never ordered this product, so I can't give you a full.
Oh, so who can give me an understanding of what this is?
The only thing I can do. I mean, if you want to talk to the supervisor, the only thing I can do, I can transfer you to them and let them know that you want to talk to them. The only thing I'm permitted to do is cancel your account out if that's something that you want to do so that you don't get charged anymore. Or.
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you?
I don't know.
Subscribe to something. You don't get anything for it. You just pay every month for nothing.
I mean, like in here, I think within your subscription, let me see. I think you get like so much money to use on their online shopping store.
Oh, you get money to use on their online. So how do you get that? Because
Let me see.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, I want you to cancel that. And I'm not paying that bill either. But I do want you to cancel that. And also, you also represent Web Express gadgets. Is that the same thing?
No, sir. The only I don't see any All Performance under you. The only thing that pulled up under your name with us is the Seth Elite drone.
Okay.
I don't know what the All Performance is.
Well, how much was it for the drone, the subscription for that?
That drone subscription was $67.32.
Well, on my card, $67.32 is all max performance.
I don't see that.
Okay. What other subscription do you have for me?
That's it. That's the only one.
That's the one. And that was in November?
Yes, November 14th and November 18th. And then you were just charged December 21st.
December 21st. Mm-hmm. And how much was I charged then in December?
$67.32.
Okay. And you don't have any other charges for me down there?
No, sir.
All right. Yes, please cancel that, my dear.
Oh, okay. I'm canceling it right now.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hold on 1 second. You want your confirmation number?
Yes. What's the confirmation number?
Okay. Let me generate you one, okay?
All right.
Okay, so, let me hold on 1 second, okay? Do not hang up, okay?
All right.
Okay. 2356. Okay. Okay. So, look, this is what I'm going to do for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
As a courtesy, I'm going to go ahead and give you 35% back on what got took out your account.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm noting your account to cancel your membership, okay?
Okay. I appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you for being patient.
Is that going to be sent back to me in a check?
No, this is going to go right back to your card or... is going back inside your bank account, however you pay for it.
Oh, okay. that card has been canceled.
Okay, so even if your card is canceled, it should show up in your bank account.
It's not a bank account, it's just a card.
Oh, boy.
Don't worry, I'm not.
It should come back, okay. What kind? Was it a credit card or a debit card?
It was a credit card.
Yeah. Okay. So contact your credit card company.
Uh huh.
Because that refund is still coming back.
Great, great.
That refund is still coming back, okay?
So I've already paid that $67.32.
Yeah, you've already paid it. That's why I'm giving you 35% of that back. It's going to be $23.56.
Uh-huh.
For the noted inside your account that's what you get, that you getting that back, and I'm the one did it. And then I'm going to go ahead and cancel you out so that can't nobody bill you no more because you said you don't want the
I don't want to be paying $67 and to maybe win something. I don't know what that is. By the way, what do you win for the $67.32?
It looked like you signed up to win some type of a drone.
Oh, that's you signed up to win a drone.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
What was the $8 and something for?
An entry fee. I apologize. I mean, I'm just going to tell you the truth.
I know we are. I know it's not on you. It's just, I want you to know that you're working for a scam company, whatever. They're scamming people.
See, and that's the thing. Like, that's not our product. And that's what I try to tell people when they call, like, hey, it's not our product. We are the customers, like the customer support center. So when you have a problem with whatever you ordered offline, that company outsourced, and instead of hiring their own private support center, they outsourced and hired in with over like 100 other online support centers, and they just made us their one support center.
Got it. Now, what's the company's name?
So I don't know what you guys are. We're just support service. That's what we do.
Right.
I don't know whatever your company that you're with, that's who we are, whoever you ordered it through. That's our company.
So you have information, but you don't have the company name information.
Yeah, that's all that, we don't have that. We could pull okay. We have over 100 online vendors, right? So when we plug your name inside of our database, if it pull up, then that means that you bought something from one of our vendors.
Got it.
But I can't tell you.
It doesn't say who the vendor is.
Yeah, I can't tell you who it is or where you bought it from. That's why I ask people, did they fill something out online and where did they fill it out at? Because depending on where you filled it out at, like how you said it was CVS, some people fill it out at Ross, some people fill it out in different places. So it's not going to, and that might be owned by the same person, but you're filling it out from different places. So I apologize if it's confusing. I'm trying to say it the best way I can get it out. And it makes sense.
No problem. Well,
we're not the ones sending you the survey. Is basically what I'm saying. Like,
got it. We're just
answering the phones, and if it's the problem, taking the call.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
So what I did.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna give you your cancellation code, okay? And what I did was, the one that they charged you for $11.18 for $67.32, I gave you 35% refund on that one as well, okay?
Okay.
And then I gave you 35% refund on the one that they just charged you, and then I canceled the whole account, so you're not getting charged anything else.
Okay. So I already how many times have I already paid?
So you paid two times, that's $67.32.
Uh-huh.
So I gave you $23.56 back twice.
Okay. When did I pay the first $67.32?
November 18th.
And when did I pay the second?
The 21st of December.
December 20. Okay. All right.
Okay. And then let me give you a confirmation number. Okay. So therefore, if it's any problems you had at, okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
C as in Charlie. 26. 34.
Okay.
34.
Mm-hmm.
09.
Okay.
0.
All right. Thank you so much, my dear.
Okay. You have a safe and happy holiday.
Yeah, happy New Year to you. All
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye.